Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and for months we've all been inundated with polling data. We've done some of the inundating, sorry about that. But Election Day has long been a day of rest, a day most media agree not to report polling place data, so people voting later in the day won't be discouraged by early returns. Well, that's about to change. There are new polling plans from Politico and the AP, although the data collected won't be about the horse race. A plan from Slate will be. Steve Shepard is campaigns editor at Politico. He's here by Skype. And Steve, remind us how it's traditionally been done. It's not what people may think.
Right. Depending on what network you watch, you think you might be getting some different data. But the reality is that all the networks, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, and NBC, work together on producing the exit poll. They all have representatives in a room in New York on the afternoon of Election Day looking over the earliest exit poll data in a quarantine. They can't contact anybody. After 5 o'clock, they're able to go out and begin to think about, first of all, what direction they think the vote is headed in, but also what kinds of nuggets that they can dribble out that don't characterize the results. And they're all working off the same data set.
Now we have projects like VoteCaster, C-A-S-T-R, no E there. It's a joint venture from Slate and Vice News. It's run by former Obama and Bush campaign staffers. They're going to be releasing polling data all day long, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, based on polling ahead of tomorrow that showed who was expected to show up at the polls?
That's part of it. The other part of it is staffers on the ground in key precincts getting the number of votes that are cast at specific times during the day. And using a computer model during the course of Election Day, they're going to be modeling projections for each candidate's vote percentage. A big shift from what the usual information blackout on Election Day. You'll be able to go online and find a computer model that suggests, for argument's sake, Donald Trump is up 2 points in Florida as of 1 p.m. Now, that will change throughout the day as they take in new data. But it's very unusual for any media outlet to report any numbers that characterize the state of the race while voters are actually casting their ballots.
Well, and we should say that Politico, you're with Politico, is partnering with Morning Consult. You're going to do a survey of voters as well, but it's issue-oriented. It's not as much tallying how people are voting. So what's been the reaction to VoteCaster?
The reaction has been pretty split. There are some folks who are really concerned that characterizing the state of the race through this computer model, which at various times in the day may not be completely reflective of the overall outcome, but characterizing the outcome of the race might discourage supporters of one candidate or the other to show up at the polls. There are some folks who are concerned about that, but there are some folks who also say that this information, given how much we know about the early vote thus far, and how much anecdotal information we have and how much polling data we have leading up to the campaign, that voters, for a lot of them, their perceptions of the race are formed by the horse race, informed by who they think is going to win. And this might not change their behavior on Election Day when it comes to actually showing up at the polls.
Steve, quick question. It feels as if technology has changed so much, but also attitude about keeping information till the end of the voting day has changed. It seems like it's going to be pushing us towards something like a national online election. It doesn't feel like there's any other way. If information is going to start coming at voters starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, it feels like it is going to discourage voters, especially on the West Coast, by the end of the day.
We'll have to see. I think there are some folks who are really worried that that will happen. One thing I will say is that here in the United States, we have the First Amendment. In other countries, there are prohibitions against polling before an election and releasing that data to the public. Yeah. There are prohibitions against conducting exit polls or releasing them to the public. Congress has talked about that in the past, and one of the promises that the members of the national election pool, so all those news networks plus the Associated Press, have made to Congress is that they won't release any data that characterizes the outcome of the election until all the polls have closed in a state. And that's a promise they've made in order to ensure that their First Amendment rights aren't infringed.
Yeah. Steve Shepard, Politico's campaigns editor. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.